Everybody, welcome to our brand new podcast, When's Lunch? My name is Spencer.
I'm Matheson.
This is our first episode.
This is so exciting, dude.
We're
this
here.
Is really exciting. I am officially fulfilling my New Year's resolution.
You are.
Which is really great. And I'm honestly really happy to be doing it with you.
Yeah, dude, this is great. This is something that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And we've always talked about it. So I'm glad we're here. We've got our pour over coffees.
Yes. I have a Arizona mug.
Yeah. I've got an Alfred's coffee shop mug, a great coffee shop.
Does this mean anything, or is this just for Arizona?
I think I just literally got it in Arizona.
That makes sense. That checks out.
One of the most important things about our podcast that I want everybody listening and watching to know is we are exclusively the only podcast on a balcony ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have vigorously checked the ratings, and we are the number one podcast down on a balcony.
By far.
By really a lot.
Yeah, it's really disappointing.
For other people. It's really great.
Yeah, but. And that's why occasionally you'll hear an airplane, a helicopter, a child screaming in pain.
Yeah, we don't worry about that.
It's fine. And that's just like, that's the burden of having the number one podcast on a balcony. You can hear a dog sometimes,
too. You can hear some dogs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's a bummer, because that's not what I mean, but I think one of the main reasons we did do this was because of the quarantine.
It was.
Obviously you/we had a big show at the Troubadour that did not work out.
It's a sore subject, man. Yeah. It was the biggest show, of my life and of my career. Everybody who's watching this and listening, obviously, maybe doesn't know, but I'm a singer-songwriter, and you're my drummer.
Yes.
And my best friend.
Oh, dude. And now it's on. Now it's recorded.
So we had, we had a massive show. A lot of people coming. It was a sold out show at the legendary Troubadour in West Hollywood, California.
Yep.
And, the show got canceled morning of, and I'm still going through the emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's the only thing that made it a little better is that everyone else is also getting their stuff canceled all over the world. So,
right. I mean, we both have friends that were like in the middle of tours and stuff.
Yeah.
That had to just get pulled off after three or four shows of their tour.
Crazy.
Had to head back home, which is insane.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, again, if there was some positives.
It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet is a very good way of describing it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad we put the plan into action, because I mean, how many tours have we talked about this?
Or just, right, exactly.
We talk about dumb shit in the van.
Ooh. I would go to jail for some of the things I've
said. Yeah, we talk about some inappropriate shit in the van, but we also talk about some other random stuff, so it's cool to be able to include people in our conversations, I think.
It's cool to have this creative outlet right now, when creativity is unfortunately a little, the juices are not flowing, you know what I'm saying?
It's been weird. It's been weird.
I think too, for both of us, you know, it's like the gyms aren't open right now.
Yeah, so. it's really tough. I'm doing what I can to stay in shape, and I'm running a lot. That's really the thing that...
Didn't you sprain your ankle?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was 3 days, I think, into quarantine. I had run like 3, 4, or 5 miles each day, and then I just sprained the shit out of my ankle, and it still hurts really bad, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to run again. So I bought a stationary bike.
Right, yes. Which is great.
Which you saw.
Yes, and I think it might have broke already, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, it did. The pedal broke. But
we can fix it, you know?
Yeah. We're looking at a free Amazon repair part, so.
Hey, there we go. No, it's, I mean, yeah, I don't want to dwell too much on the quarantine because...
Bro, I feel like everybody is talking about it.
Everyone's talking about it.
And we should talk about other shit. Like, the other cool thing about this, putting that to bed, is I've been able to watch a lot of new movies.
Yeah? Like what?
Yeah. A lot of new movies and shows. Last night I watched Knives Out.
Oh, dude. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hesitant yes. Okay. I liked it a lot, but it took about 30 minutes.
Let me just stop you right there, because that's my future wife in that movie.
So she's beautiful.
You need to watch your mouth.
Ana de Armas.
And she did a great job. I've been trying to text her and call her to tell her she did great, and she's not He's not answering yet, but...
Do you think you can compete with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Like, in a... in a financial aspect? Yeah. Yeah.
He's Batman. You know, he's just Batman, is all. He did some steroids. I could get some steroids.
Do you think if you and Ben Affleck had, like, a fitness off, who do you think would win? I think it'd be close. I don't think he's, like, a fitness, like, guy, but I think he's probably in, crazy shape. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's, I mean, he appears to be strong, but I'm not worried.
He's also
a phase.
Batman.
It's just a phase.
You think
she'll get out of it. She knows.
Really?
She knows what she really wants.
I thought it was Halsey, though, for you.
Well, Halsey and I have talked before, and we do have each other's numbers, but, you know.
Well, you know what?
It's for another time.
No. Yeah, we should have our own Halsey and Matheson podcast.
Yeah, I'll try to text
really
her
should.
To get her on. That'd be great.
Yeah. Not with her. It should just be about your guys' experiences and times hanging out and texts and calls and FaceTimes. And
I can show you some of the things that she said to me.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Some nice, some really not so nice.
You know.
But
same. You could look at my text
young
to you
love,
and they'd be the same.
That's a good point. What was I going to say? Oh, did I? I think, I don't know if I told you this, but should we do spoilers for Knives Out? I don't want to. It's been out for a while.
Yeah, we should do spoilers.
I.
Hold on. Spoilers.
You're right.
3, 2, 1.
I thought.
By the way, you say a lot, Matheson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did it right there.
It's okay.
I thought.
It's okay. I enjoy you saying I just thought I'd let you know.
I appreciate it. That's why we're best friends. I thought that the grandpa or the father figure of the movie was alive the whole time.
Yeah, that would have been really great.
I thought that it was an elaborate plot because obviously he has a gripe with like each one of his children.
What is his name again?
I don't remember.
No, what's the actor's name?
Christopher Plummer, right?
Is he British?
Probably.
Or does he? No, in the movie.
I don't remember. You know who's not American in the movie is Daniel Craig, which was a nightmare.
Listen, for the first 15 minutes of Knives Out, it was Daniel Craig trying to talk in a Louisiana Southern slow draw accent, and it got way better, but it was horrendous at first. Oh, down there. He sounded like Andy from The Office, Savannah.
It's like molasses just spilling out of your mouth.
That's what it sounded like.
No joke. When he said his first line, I didn't understand what he was trying to go for. Like, I didn't realize that it was a Southern Louisiana accent. I was just like, Daniel Craig's maybe having a stroke, and they left it in the movie. And this is rough.
God.
Anyways, but the whole point was that I thought that the
old guy's alive.
The old guy was alive the whole time, and then he was just playing this joke. So at the end of the movie, he was not going to be dead.
Well, that would have been a better ending than the ending. So
I didn't hate the ending, but
it was fine. Yeah. But I thought the movie was very well done. Cinematography really well. That good movie. One of the best.
My future wife did great.
Yeah, she did great, and she looked great.
I know.
She looks great all the time.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Wow.
What's your favorite movie? Do you have a top three? Since we're on the topic. Wait, let me guess. Actually, I really only know one of them.
What is it?
I'm going to guess that The Goonies is in the top
three.
Yes,
it is. Good good choice. So, my favorite movies go number three.
Wait, let me guess number three. National Treasure 2.
No, but that's in my top 10. The National Treasures are in my top 10. We should watch that later.
I would watch National Treasure 1 and 2.
Nicolas Cage is a fucking powerhouse actor, and I'm not joking. I'm not being sarcastic. He has such a thing, dude. Anyway, yes, The Goonies is in there. My third favorite movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
My second is The Goonies.
Only older movies so far.
My first is Back to the Future.
All three. What is, are those all 80s?
80s, yeah. They're all 80s. All three.
Interesting.
I love... Man... Part of me wishes that I was 18 years old in 1985. I think that'd be really fun.
That would be cool.
You know?
Yeah.
I also think that it'd be cool to be in the 50s as well.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome, too.
Obviously, minus the racism. And
yeah, that wasn't the best part about the 50s.
But other than that, I think the culture was very... I really liked the culture.
Well, it had this... It just had a... don't know what the right word is, a more professional, a more distinguished feeling. Everyone wore their hats and their suits. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah. And when you went in an airplane, you dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid.
And you always had a Tom Collins, mysteriously, no matter what.
What is a Tom Collins?
It's like a fancy drink. A very fancy drink.
Dude, that's one thing I don't know anything about. I do not know anything about drinks. I know what tequila is. I know what red wine is.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think you know more than that.
I don't even know what a cosmopolitan is.
I don't know what that is either, to be fair. I also don't know what a Tom Collins is, but I know that it exists.
It's like an old, like...
It's just like an old Sinatra drink. You just get a Tom Collins and you shake it. And
like, like with like ice cubes and like a...
Yeah.
And one of those whiskey glasses. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's classic.
Maybe. I don't know, to be honest, but...
Okay.
We can look one up later.
Yeah, we should look up what a Tom Collins drink is. That sounds good.
You know what would be fun?
What?
If for this podcast, we maybe did some sort of like drunk episode where we drink and just do the cast. Because right now we're drinking coffee.
It'd be cool.
And yeah, it could be fun. We'll see. Yeah. Well, hey there. Thanks for watching and listening to Wen's Lunch. Go ahead and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wen's Lunch Pod. Back to the episode. Do you have what are some of your like desired guests for the show?
Dude, I'm I love talking to you.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going to have a lot of fun, just the two of us, but I'm also really excited to have some guests.
We already have a solid lineup of people lined up.
We do. Really fun. We have a lot of great people that are going to be on our show. Actors, musicians.
Yeah.
Produce, like, literally all kinds of...
Murderers.
Alleged murderers as well.
Guilty murderers.
Yeah. That was a hard get.
Yeah, that was... That's going to cost us, but...
Dream guests, I would go ahead and put... I'm a big fan of deep cut celebrities.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
The dad from Jake and Josh. Walter. Walter from Jake and Josh.
I like how we skipped over Drake or Josh.
Well, I mean, everybody... That'd be really dope to have Drake and Josh on together.
Together?
That'd be fucking amazing. Yeah. But having Walter on would be fun too. I think it'd be great.
I will full on admit that I wanted to have Drake and Josh's room when I was younger.
Bro, come on, dude. I wanted to be Drake. I literally bought shirts because Drake had these certain shirts and I would wear them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had, like, he had the lofted bed.
Yeah.
And he put the cool stuff under his loft.
He had the lofted bed and then he would come down the platform and then he would go down again. It was like...
To his, like, video game area.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
baby. And Josh had the dumb bed. But... He did. He just had like the regular bed. But I got those license plates that were on the, you know, I had them on the wall. I got like.
Did you really?
25. Yeah, I hit a flea market and got like 25 license plates. And
at once?
Oh, yeah. Well, the guy was selling them for like $2 a piece and they're from the 60s, 70s, 80s. I think my dad helped me out because he thought it was pretty cool that I was getting license plates. And
it just seems like a lot of a thing to buy in bulk.
Like, I just came home with a big stack.
It's not like it's Sam's Club where you're buying
tetanus.
Like, chicken. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, Walter, God, we have to get on that. That would be so great.
Dude, I don't know why this popped in my head, but when you said chicken, like getting chicken, the first person that ever asked for a picture from me was at a Kroger in my hometown of Pickerington.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there getting, it was when I lived in Ohio still.
Yeah.
And I was there getting regular groceries for myself. And I had chicken and peanut butter with me. And a person came up and was like, "Hi, are you Spencer?" And I was like, "Yeah.
Yeah,
I am." And she goes, "Oh, cool. Do you mind if I have a picture?" And I was like, Oh, yeah. And I remember how unbelievably awkward I was because I had the chicken and I was very excited too. I was very excited.
Uh-huh.
But I literally was like, "Oh, let me put the chicken and peanut butter. Who does that?" And like pretended to dip the chicken into the peanut butter. And I was like, "Oh,
wait, why didn't you just do nothing?
Because I was like nervous. No one had ever asked for a picture from me. So I was like, "Oh, who gets chicken and peanut butter? Oh, dip the chicken. Oh shit." I was so flustered.
They were probably so stoked though. To see you in a Kroger.
So dope.
How long ago was that?
5 years ago or something. Oh. 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, when I think I was working at Abercrombie at the time as well, too. Yeah.
You know who my main guest desire is?
Who?
I want to get, if I could this is what I would really like. I would like 10 years ago Aaron Carter to be interviewed by now Aaron Carter, and then you and I are just there.
Oh, dude, Aaron, that is so weird you say Aaron Carter. I have some Aaron Carter history.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can't believe I've never told you about this, but first of all, Aaron Carter's Instagram lives lately are out of this world. One of my favorite things to watch.
Yeah.
I would literally take a shower and put it on loud and put it next to the shower so I can listen.
Wait, what is he? I don't think I've seen it.
He just like rants about stuff, and he just like goes on his like daily life on Instagram live like all day. And
so he's like not doing anything? It's just like,
I mean, he's just like living life, but he's like smoking and yelling at trolls and like people commenting, and just like, he's just fucking he's just like a freak. But I love watching it. It's like a train wreck that I love.
I don't know
to
why
watch.
I pictured like the movie Trolls on his TV, and he's just yelling at Justin Timberlake animated. That'd
right.
be great too.
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, but anyway, don't get me wrong. I want like that's Aaron Carter is someone that I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So bad. I want like.
Did you also want candy?
Yeah, I did. So like, I would love to have him on and literally just be like, dude, I wanted to be you.
Yeah.
Oh, my Aaron Carter story is. Say,
yeah.
I opened for him and ironically Drake Bell.
Whoa.
Drake and Josh Drake. I opened for them in a weird show down like north of San Diego, and I got there and it was really the way that Aaron acted was so I was excited to meet him, and I went to him like, hey dude, what's up? I'm Spencer. He's like, what up, dude? Nice to meet you. And his girlfriend at the time was there, and she had like a Gucci purse, and they were kind of like under a ceiling or kind of under a like a roof, but it was kind of raining.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like. Make sure, like, you don't want to get your purse wet. Like, make sure you stand under there.
Just trying to be nice.
Just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And he turns and he goes, it's real, bro. It's real. I never buy fake shit, bro. It's real. That's real.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, out of... And I was like, oh, my Lord.
Like, literally out of nowhere?
Out
no
of
reason?
Nowhere.
I...
But then he was like, yeah, bro, I only buy real shit. Like, I only buy real shit. And I'm like, oh, no. I was just like, I didn't want to, like, get wet. Next thing I know, we're cool, whatever.
Yeah.
We do a sound check, and he keeps trying to call me up during a sound check and show me tracks on stage, and the sound guy's getting pissed, and it was weird. Then, throughout the day, he followed me and unfollowed me about 10 to 12 times.
In one day?
In one day. Oh, it was the weirdest, and then blocked me. Super weird story, but I never saw him again.
I actually have an Aaron Carter story, too, that...
I'm ready similar. For this.
I was playing with an artist years ago, and we were opening for Aaron Carter. This was back in Columbus, and it was our turn to sound check, and Aaron was riding around in the pit on a Razor scooter, just like riding around with two girls like chasing him, and he was like,
interesting,
and he was just like scooting away from.
On a Razor.
But, like, it was a game. Like, he wasn't, like, it's not like he was in danger or whatever. It was just, yeah, he's on, like, a Razor scooter, and he's just like, yeah, you gotta get me! And, like, these two girls were, like, chased. It was so bizarre. And we're, like, in the middle of soundtrack, and he's just, like, getting chased by two women.
What a weird
and
vibe.
It's, I, like, didn't get it.
But that's why I want him on the show, is because it's such a weird...
That's what I'm saying.
Vibe. And, like, I'm not even saying it's a bad weird vibe. No. He's just a weird vibe, and I think the weirder the people... The better for this show.
I'm in. Why do you think we're hosting? It's, you know.
You are one of the weirdest people that I know. We've shared many beds.
That's true.
We've shared hotel rooms. When we get our own bed, it's really dope. But sometimes, you know, we sleep together.
Yeah. We have to have a stuff bed.
Yeah.
We're not crazy people.
Right. When we have two beds, we have a stuff bed and then we have a me and you bed. and it's a great time.
Shout out Red Roof Inn.
Oh, man. Red Roof Inn is... Really just saved our lives on every single tour.
How much money do you think realistically Red Roof Inn has saved you?
I don't know, but I think over the last couple years, just south of 100 G's probably. I don't think I'm that far off. I really don't think I'm that far off. You know how many rooms we got in the last tour?
I know.
We had 9 rooms every night. Shout out Red Roof Inn. God bless Red Roof Inn.
Shout out specifically... The Red Roof Inn in Secaucus, New Jersey. Oh,
It's a legendary, legendary stay.
It's, I bet you we've stayed there, what do you, probably like 10 or 11, like separate times. Like not 10, 11 nights, but like.
Definitely over 10.
Like 100%. 10 times we've driven to that.
It's a beautiful, it's not that beautiful of a hotel. Yeah, there's
hold on a second.
There's an amazing Mediterranean restaurant across the street called Sinbad's.
Sinbad's?
There's a retro fitness.
In the gym that we sneak into. Oh, we have to cut that out.
I always pay. These motherfuckers.
I do not. And
there's a river behind that's like the classic like dead body river.
The classic dead body river.
It's a big one too.
I still don't know to this day what river that is.
It's like the Hoboken River. It's like a really famous river. Yeah. It's huge. Like you couldn't swim across it without dying.
I don't want to try.
Yeah. You'd be sleeping with the fishes.
Hey.
Yeah, it's
that's my response.
It's a great I enjoy it every time.
No, it's we're making it out to sound not great, but I really do look forward to it every
time.
There's some charm.
At this point,
I mean, because, yeah, we stayed there. I mean, God, it's been 4 or 5 years. We've probably been going to that same Red Roof Inn.
Oh,
so, like, five
man.
Years ago, we were, like, stoked to go to the Red Roof. And, yeah, it just has, like, a history and
a
charm. It's
such a history. We've stayed there for
You're going to have, like, the ability to, like, stay, I don't know, like in Manhattan at like the crazy expensive hotel, and you're gonna be like, no, thank you. We're gonna drive 45 we'll just, minutes outside of the city.
We'll just use it for a day room.
Yeah, man. These hotel rooms are $3,000 a night. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. I'd rather the charm.
Yeah, I'd rather. Sometimes the shower doesn't heat up, and I like that.
That was a crazy time. But last time we were there, we had a NBA tournament.
2K.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we played. We played and drank Bud Lights and...
We had an American time.
Yeah, dude. And I don't drink beers. And I was just cranking them. I was just in.
Every once in a while, you have to...
Oh, it was cold, too. I forgot it was December. Yeah. We've had some weird times on the road, man.
Well, we shouldn't do it this episode. But we should... I mean, I'm sure a lot of the episodes will be about music. But we'll have to divulge into some not so appropriate touring stories here and there. So we'll
definitely have to have a touring episode for sure.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I'm not sure if we're going to be able to tell, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them regardless.
Yeah, we can just
and then whoever cuts it out, but I'm going to get gnarly.
Yes, I agree.
I'm going to tell some illegal shit.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Like literally incriminating ourselves on our own podcast. We have sold an unbelievable amount of meth. Sorry.
You got to relax with that.
Sorry, you're right. My bad.
I got too excited. You
can't.
Hello. Thank you so much for listening to Wins Lunch, exclusively the only podcast done on a balcony. It's just a fact. You can Google it. You can look it up anywhere and it's going to be true. That's why you hear planes, helicopters, people screaming, everything. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and also like this video. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple, the podcast app, screw me. Keep listening. Love y'all.
We should get working on Walter from Drake and Josh.
Yes.
Because I honestly think that would be awesome.
I have exchanged DMs with people.
Oh really?
Way harder to reach than Walter. I think maybe me and Walter could chat. I assume he has an Instagram.
You know
at Walter.
You know who you have a slight connection with that would also be amazing?
Who?
Stanley from The Office.
Bro, this is a fun fact that you will not get anywhere in this podcast, but Stanley from The Office, Leslie, was going to be in my Grateful video. We almost cast him in the video. He was unable to make it. He was out of town for a few weeks, and we couldn't shoot it any other time. But
was he down, or like it was just like he wasn't in town? Kind of.
So he responded and gave me his agent's email.
Yeah.
So we had my label reach out, and he was down. He liked the song, but he. I think he was in the UK for like a month doing something. Oh. So, yes, Stanley. Stanley would be cool.
Stanley would be amazing.
Yeah, he's a really funny, like, from what I've seen in interviews and stuff, he's a very funny guy, like, anyway. Yeah.
I always wonder, we could have him on and we could ask, but I always wonder if, like, regret is the wrong word, but obviously, like, he just is Stanley from The Office. So I wonder if he... if there is, like, he's so, like, he's incredibly famous because of that, but yeah. I feel like that's just what he's gonna be, you know?
I think so too. I don't know, man. I mean, I see, like, you know, I see Kevin from The Office does so many cameos, right? Yep. So I see, like, everybody who, like, releases an album or anybody that's birthday, they get Kevin to give him a shout out, and he goes, why say more when less word do more? Whatever he says.
I just brought some chili for your birthday party.
That was secret. I just brought
some. I don't know why I whispered it.
But he, I went on to Cameo to see how much he charges. He's like $180 for like a 30-second video. So he's cranking out.
He's doing pretty well.
I'm sure he's doing like 20-30K a week in cameos.
And I guarantee you there's a lot of people that are, I mean, if you're a human being, you're a fan of The Office. So yeah. Then to get a legitimate Kevin shout out is
saying your name is pretty wild. I have this friend, not really a friend, it's more of a, I follow her on Instagram, she follows me on Instagram. And she had someone at her record label, I think she's an artist, had Kevin do one for her.
Oh, really?
And he mispronounced her name, which is pretty funny. But, yeah.
Wait, and he doesn't sound like Kevin, which shocked me the first time.
He kind of just sounds like this.
He sounds like a regular guy.
And you want him to sound kind of dumb.
You want him, yeah, you want him to Kevin.
Yeah.
And he Bryan's.
Calvin. Calvin. He's got a great tone on him.
Oh man. Do you have any other, I mean, goals for this or ideas, or, because I think what we've said so far, I mean, we should definitely talk about some music. We have some really awesome guests lined up.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not just saying that, we actually do have some really cool people lined up.
Yeah. And not just like, hey, here's a slightly famous person that you might know.
Right.
I think our guests that we have lined up have so much to offer, and like, you know, weird stories, wisdom, whatever, yeah. Whatever they do for a job. I think that they, like, we don't really, I'm sure we're not going to just talk about their job.
Right.
I'm sure we're going to talk about, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. And, you know, I've told a couple friends that we're doing this podcast, and they said, what is it about? And I said, honestly, we just chat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be kind of about music because we do music. Right. Yeah, it's going to be about tour stories. Yeah, it's going to be about comedy, other podcasts, stories, what we're going through. I think that's a huge part, is like how we're feeling and stuff. Right. How are you feeling, by the way?
I'm feeling hopeful about everything. Like, I think that I'm honestly really excited we're doing this. Obviously with, again, not to dwell on the quarantine, but everything is weird because of it. And
yeah.
As we said before, too, it's like the creativity juices are a little low. But I've set some goals for myself.
What are they?
I set a drum goal and a fitness goal.
Nice. Drum goals, drum better.
Yeah, large scale. That's true.
What's your fitness goal?
My fitness goal is embarrassing, but it's I've never been very good at running or cardio in general.
Okay.
So I want to be able to run 2 miles without stopping.
Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you. I'm just starting, but we'll see how I feel in like a month or so.
And that's very cool. I remember when I did the timed mile in fourth grade. My time was 16 and a half minutes.
Jesus.
You know how much of an overweight child I was.
This is true. Yes.
I recently ran a 5:42. Ooh. Second mile.
That's quick.
I've really gotten down to like a crazy quick mile. Yeah. But it's very cool to do it at like a third of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
16 minutes is a trudge.
It was so embarrassing, dude. I remember, like, oh, man. And that was the mile every time. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm having flashbacks of like when I did the mile in like sixth grade and fifth grade. But yeah. we're it's all good, dude. I'm here. I'm running a 5:42. You heard it here.
That's very quick.
I think you'll be able to do 2 miles easy.
I'm looking. It's as dumb as it sounds. Like, I wake up excited to like work on those little things because
we gotta have something to look forward to.
There has been, again, not a lot of motivation in the career realm right recently. So
my writing has been very, very. It's been hit hard. Can't really get much inspiration. I get inspiration from life around me. I get inspiration from doing things and like going to a bar and seeing, you know, meeting new people or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, you know, just being in places that are closing currently, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get inspiration when the future, the near future looks bleak.
Yeah.
So this is a cool thing to kind of flex my creativity a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say too, when we were talking about this earlier, but I think that, when you were saying how we're just going to kind of chat about whatever, like, I think that's the really cool and appealing thing about what this
could be,
or just podcasts in general, you know, is that you get you get to hear people speak very genuinely and just be themselves, you know,
which 100%.
Not that we have an issue with that, but I think it'll be cool to kind of just very vulnerably chat about whatever. So,
dude, and I think it's going to be cool, you know, for even my fans to get a little more in depth.
Yeah.
And just know who we are more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool part about like doing the YouTube show that we do. We're doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
Has been very fun to kind of like try some dumb, stupid stuff and like kind of try to show people who we are. And this is just furthering that. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Dude, me too.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive in this motherfucker.
It really, I feel very honored, first of all, to
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
I was going to legitimately give you a compliment, and now I'm not going to.
You know what? I am sorry. Go ahead. I actually want to hear this.
Well, I was gonna say I'm very honored to not only have the number one and most popular podcast on a balcony. That's something that we've worked hard for, and I don't think that it shouldn't go unnoticed in ourselves.
I have a feeling we're going to be at the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards this winter.
We'll see. And we'll have to bring the balcony, but we can figure that out later. But
logistics.
Well, I was gonna say that I'm genuinely happy that I'm doing this with you, but then you ruined it. And
thanks.
I
am genuinely happy to do this with you too.
It's exciting,
and we can take this on the road.
Oh, that's gonna be the best part.
Yeah,
hotel episodes.
Yeah,
when we're just in one bed together. And
yeah, man.
You know, holding hands and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean...
All the great stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of asked you this already, but I think a fun thing to do at the end of every episode would be to ask you one word...
Okay.
...that describes your overall mood today.
Ooh. Are you going to answer too?
Yes.
Okay. I will go... I kind of already said it, though, but... I felt very hopeful today. I felt very... excited, purposeful. Is that a word? Is purposeful a word?
Yeah, I think hopeful is a little better.
Yeah, so that's definitely a word.
Yeah,
so
it's a great one
because of all of this. So, what about you?
I'm gonna go ahead and say inspired.
That's maybe what I was looking for.
Yeah,
purposeful instead.
Purposeness, purposelessness. I just feel inspired because I haven't felt inspired for a minute, and this is kind of adding that inspiration and that excitement back to my creativity.
Yes. Agreed.
Fucking stoked, dude.
And I thought of this as well. So our podcast is called When's Lunch?
Yes.
Which is a question.
Yeah.
So I thought I want to ask you when's lunch, and I want you to just say whatever you think is right. And that can be the tag. That can be it. Are you ready? Don't think too much.
It's a lot of pressure.
Don't think
too
much. Don't think too much. You ready? Here we go. When's lunch?
You tell us.
When's lunch? You tell us.
Wow, I like that.
I like it too.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
When's lunch?
You tell us, baby.
When's lunch?
You tell us! I got excited. Yes!
We're out of here. When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh no.